Tamara's on. Anti-corruption. Hey, what's going on, everybody? What is going on, everybody? I'm half an octave lower this morning because, well, it's morning. Buenos dias, everybody. Hope you're all having a good morning. And if you're listening in the UK, I hope you're having a good afternoon. Oh, gosh. Busy couple of days. I've been doing some research on the second or third Q book. I'm not sure which one it's going to end up being. Looking into the Las Vegas shooting. For those at Bonjour, for those of you who are interested in the progress I'm making on the Q books, Denise is still working on the cover designs for the books. And we're having a hard time coming up with a design that works for us. But she'll come up with something. She always does. It usually takes her, she'll come up with five or six concepts for a book cover before we find something that we like. So it's just a matter of her running a bunch of ideas through, getting some concepts up there, and then finding something that we like. And once we get a concept that we like, we'll consider publishing our first Q book. Answers on Las Vegas, yes. I was in the second book, Q book. I'm gonna have a chapter on Las Vegas. There's gonna be a chapter on 9/11 as well. And I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist myself. I'm not much of a truther. I don't really get into that stuff. But Q has had quite a bit to say about those two subjects. Not anything like super overt, like here is what happened. Q will ask you 25 questions and then say, speculate, what do you think happened? So I've been going through the Las Vegas shooting stuff, reviewed Mike Closer's video and reviewed some stuff on Reddit, and I actually read a lot of the FBI report on the Las Vegas shooting. It's available online. It's a PDF. It's like 125 pages. And I've just been plowing through that thing, looking at what the FBI came up with when they did their investigation. I'm finding some very concerning things in the FBI investigation. Some omissions, things that were not mentioned or not investigated, that I think are highly suspicious. Anyway, that is not why I called you here this morning. That's not what this broadcast is about. But it is, I will be covering all that stuff. All the major themes that Q talks about in his posts, in this series of books that I'm going to do, I'll cover most of them. I'll at least take a look at what can be learned about, 9/11 and the Las Vegas shooting, things like that. Yeah, Closer's original video has been taken down from Periscope. I watched a more recent, kind of a condensed version on YouTube yesterday. I've been chatting with Mike. He does have the original video, and he sent me a link to it this morning, so I'm going to check that out. Hey, g'day, mate, from Perth. How's it going? Good evening, probably. So, let's see. Oh, my gosh. So we're watching Hannity and Laura Ingraham last night. And got some very interesting news. You never know really anymore if it's going to come on the Hannity show or the Laura Ingraham show. Last night, Laura Ingraham. She has this poor guy on the show last night. And this guy, I don't know who this dude is. He's got some kind of history in law enforcement. He's there, she's talking. I noticed that Laura, most of her guests on her show last night were either disinterested or somewhat hostile toward her ideas. They were not tracking very well with her. So she's talking to this guy, and they're talking about, Spygate stuff. And Laura goes, oh, hey, by the way, I heard from my sources, close to the White House, that that Donald Trump is going to declassify all these Spygate-related documents next week. And the guy's like, literally like deer in the headlights. He doesn't know what to say. I looked at that poor dude. He looked like he got hit in the head with a 2x4. He was just stunned. Didn't know. Well, you know, I've heard that that has to go to DOJ bar. He was trying to recover, and she's like, "Oh no, I've heard it's going to all be declassified next week," and I was like, "Yes," and this dude is stunned. He does not know what to say. He's like, DOJ bar, no, has to be redacted." Like, no, dude, you don't get it. None of this stuff's going to be redacted. It's all going to be released. They're taking stuff that's already been released in a redacted form, like the FISA application of Carter Page. It's going to be unredacted. The FBI, Jim Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, Bruce Orr, all their emails and texts related to Spygate, those are all going to be made public, unredacted, made public. Bruce Orr's 302s, and then a lot of other stuff. The Gang of Eight intel briefing. That some of that may be redacted, sources and methods, things of that, ongoing investigations. But it's going to be very interesting because Trump said he's going to declassify everything. All of it. Everything. More than we thought about. So that could be coming next week. And that would make sense. Because Q has indicated that we're going to get the FISA declass and then we're going to see the OIG report. We're looking at the OIG report probably in about a month. You know, probably June somewhere. So we've been anticipating the declass to come pretty soon. And according to Laura Ingraham, could be coming next week. How about that? Wouldn't that be awesome? All right. And I'm going to keep this scope short because I got work to do. I got to get working on these books, these Q books. DeGeneva, Jordan Meadows, Nunez, Sanya Carter, and Solomon are all dropping bombs. They are. I'm loving watching all these shows with Sarah Carter, John Solomon, Joe DeGeneva, even Laura Ingraham sometime dropping these bombs. It's great. It's awesome. All right, I want to tell you about a dream that I had last night. This dream is kind of consistent with a lot of the dreams I've had lately. The guy's been showing me prophetically a lot of things that are coming that we can see, we're going to expect to see. This is a very interesting dream. In the dream last night, I was looking at cases. I was looking at documents that I knew were cases involving corruption, and they were Department of Justice cases, possibly grand jury cases, I don't know, but they involved corruption, and they had not yet been made public, but they were going to be made public. And I was looking at all these different cases, and I was kind of just viewing them, and I had these dreams where, and I'm not actually like reading page by page the documents. In dreams, which are spiritual experiences, you just know things. When you meet somebody in a dream, you just know them. Oh, I know you. You're familiar. They don't have to say anything to you. You just know things about them. That's how dreams typically are. Dreams are spiritual experiences in which information is conveyed through thoughts, right? God conveys things to you through thoughts, not through words. And that's how you know dreams are spiritual experiences. Because you don't have to, you can get information without anyone actually telling you that information, right? And that's spiritual communication. So in this dream, I was looking at these cases and I just knew what these cases were about. They were about corruption, high level corruption, actually frightening levels of corruption. And I was looking at these cases and I was like, holy cats, when people find out about this, their mind is going to be blown when they find out what is in these cases. And these cases were about to be made public. So, like I said, that's kind of in keeping with the dreams I've been having a lot lately. It has to do with the exposure of corruption, having dreams about a sudden drop of tons of information, an avalanche of information coming out, corruption being exposed. I haven't had any dreams lately about mass arrests, but I've had dreams about that in the past. So, you know, I think we're continuing along this path where corruption is going to be exposed relatively soon. OIG report is going to be coming out. And, you know, after the Inspector General report comes out, after all this stuff is declassified, look, here's the reality. If the Spygate documents are declassified next week, we're going to know all about Comey and Brennan and Clapper, potentially people in the White House and the State Department, what their involvement was, what documents were signed by who authorized things. We're going to know secret communications between Comey and McCabe and Strzok and Page, communications between FBI and DOJ. That's all going to become transparent. They're going to have no more ability to lie about anything. We're going to be able to see their communications, see the letters, see the documents. We'll know what the Gang of Eight was briefed on, their intelligence briefing on all this. We're going to have all this information made public. We'll know, without any question, who the bad actors are. So they can lie all they want this week, but when that stuff is declassified, there isn't going to be any more lying. They're going to be running for cover. It's going to be very interesting when all this stuff is declassified and made public. And then it's time to put our running shoes on, because we're going to have to try to keep up with the news cycle and all the information we're coming out. So corruption is going to be made public. People are going to be red-pilled. There's going to be probably a lot of people in shock, and that's one thing we're going to have to deal with. Normies who are not hip to what's going on, people who are watching CNN and have been believing the false narrative for the last 2 years, we're going to have to gently bring them up to speed on what's happening, what's really been happening. Will it politically destroy the president? No, it's not going to destroy the president. It's going to strengthen the president's position. When the truth is revealed about how all this illegal surveillance began, it's going to strengthen Trump's position. And all these people that you see running for president, people that are announcing Bill de Blasio and everybody else, a lot of these people know they don't have a snowball's chance in hell of being elected. They're running for president because they're running for cover. They want to use the fact that they're running for president as political cover so that they can't be prosecuted for corruption. That's why they're running. If the DOJ comes after them and tries to indict them, they're going to say, oh, this is politically motivated prosecution just because I'm running for president. That is why there are so many people running for president. They know that these indictments are coming, and they're running for office because they want to avoid being indicted. Biden, good example. Biden is so deep in trouble, it's not even funny. And a lot of these people are. Corrupt people, they're announcing that they're running for office just because they want to avoid prosecution. So it's all going to come out. It is all going to come out. Let's see. I'm looking at the chat here. Yeah, Gillibrand and all these people are like, they're super frightened. Oh, you know, we talk about the abortion bill that was passed in Alabama yesterday and signed into law. Very interesting timing on that. I was listening to, I listened to Hannity and Laura Ingraham, and Laura had Alan Dershowitz on last night, and they were talking about this abortion thing. And the sponsor of the bill said that they wrote this bill because they specifically want to challenge Roe versus Wade. That's why they wrote the bill. They want this to go to the Supreme Court, and they want the Supreme Court to take it up and have a chance of overturning Roe versus Wade. So Dershowitz was on last night, and he was talking about how he does not think this is going to challenge Roe versus Wade, that Roe versus Wade is going to stand, it's legal precedent, it's not going to be overturned. Well, I wouldn't be too sure about that. I wouldn't be too sure about that, especially if Ruth Bader Ginsburg departs from the Supreme Court, and Trump gets to appoint another judge to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg is gone and Trump's replacement is on the Supreme Court when this law gets to the Supreme Court for challenge, it's going to be a different story. And if the corruption crackdown takes out a couple of other Supreme Court judges and Trump gets to replace them, I guarantee you this Roe versus Wade will be challenged by the Supreme Court. It'll be looked at and possibly overturned. So my money is if they plan this strategically, if they time this well, at some point in the future, I think we're going to see a challenge to Roe versus Wade. And I think the longer it goes on, the better the chances are, because Trump is eventually going to get more appointments on the Supreme Court. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah, there's a lot of people that are interested in finding out what Roberts, Chief Justice, if he's compromised, at what level he might be compromised, what's going on at the FISA court. Is Rudy Contreras, the FISA judge who was recused from General Flynn's case, he's also a FISA court judge. Is he compromised? What level of involvement in corruption is there going on in the courts? You can't believe that there's no corruption in the courts at all. I would imagine there probably is. And I would imagine we're probably going to get to the bottom of that too. So there's a lot of interesting things going on coming up in the next year. All the corruption is going to be exposed, no matter where it is. And I'm going to leave you with one thing to think about. Lisa May dropped this, I think this morning. It's an old post from Q, and it talks about how the deep state is trying to wall off the corruption investigations and contain it to the Department of Justice and the FBI. They're trying to put a firewall around the damage and contain all the suspicion to the FBI and the Department of Justice. And Q said, do you think that only the FBI and DOJ were involved in Spygate? Why are they trying to wall this off and contain the damage to just the FBI and DOJ? They don't want it to go to the White House. They don't want it to go to the State Department. They don't want the CIA being looked at. They want to contain the investigation to FBI and Department of Justice. They want to make this a fight between Loretta Lynch and Jim Comey, between Bruce Orr and Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. They want to keep the energy focused on FBI and Department of Justice, but it goes way beyond that. We know that CIA was involved in all this. Brennan is the one who was pushing the dossier to Harry Reid. Harry Reid took it and gave it to Comey and pressured Comey to start the investigation. A lot of this started with the CIA, but we also know that it's very likely Obama was the originator of this. Obama told Brennan, let's get this going. So it's going to go far outside the FBI and Department of Justice. They're not going to be able to wall this thing off. It's going to State Department, White House, CIA, other intel agencies. This corruption is spread around a lot, and it's going to be exposed, all of it. Gina is cleaning house. I hope so. I really do believe. I think, like I said in my previous scope a couple days ago, I think that Trump picked Pompeo because he trusts him as a CIA director. I think Pompeo was in the CIA for a year, did an assessment on what needed to be changed, what needed to be reformed, and then they picked somebody that they could trust to make those changes and to help get rid of all this corruption, and I think that's Gina Haspel's job. I see no reason not to trust Gina Haspel at this point. So, you know, I'm not a big person on you have to trust this person. I trust Trump, and I trust that he's picking the people he wants for department heads. And if somebody screws up as a department head, General Mattis, they're gone. pick. There's a lot of department heads that have been kicked to the curb already because they wouldn't do what Trump wanted them to do. So, Doug Collins, yeah, we're keeping an eye on Doug Collins. He hasn't released any more transcripts yet. Don't know when he will. He could release a transcript today or tomorrow. We don't know. I think the transcripts are very interesting. I want to see the declassified documents. That's the stuff that I really want to see. The congressional transcripts help piece together the Spygate operation, individual people's involvement, things of that nature. It helps confirm theories that we've been working on, or it helps us correct theories that we've had about what's been going on. But the documents, the 302s, the emails between Comey and McCabe especially, I think. McCabe was heavily involved in this on the FBI side. He was a guy who really hated Trump and wanted him out. And then the Gang of Eight in, briefing, all those documents, that'll help us put a lot more information in place so we can create a bigger picture of, you know, who was involved in what they were doing. I'm really looking forward to the declassification of that stuff. And we don't even know what all is going to be declassified. Trump just said, I'm going to declassify it all, everything. And Laura Ingraham confirmed last night, everything, all the documents related to Spygate, they're all going to be declassified. Whatever can be declassified probably will be. So we're going to have an avalanche of information exposing. They never thought this stuff was going to ever see the light of day. Adam Schiff never thought any of this stuff was going to be exposed or declassified. They thought they had Trump where they wanted him, and they thought this stuff would never see the light of day. So we're going to see a lot of embarrassing things coming out. Get your popcorn ready. That's correct. Trump said that in an interview with Sean Hannity a couple of weeks ago. He did his first interview with Sean Hannity after the Mueller report, and he told Hannity, Hannity said, look, you know, we know that you plan to declassify Bruce Ohr 302s, the emails between Comey and Strzok and Page, the Gang of Eight intel briefing, you know, all these documents, the five buckets. And Trump said, yeah, I'm going to declassify that and a whole lot more, more than anyone has even thought of. He has said a couple of times publicly he's going to declassify everything, way more than anyone was expecting. So we are going to get a lot of information. I have no idea how much is going to be declassified. It's going to be a lot of information. Is the deep state behind the latest thing with Iran? Yeah, Iran is something we need to be praying about. I haven't seen anything. The Lord hasn't given me any dreams on Iran lately. But Iran is a bad actor. They have been under the control of the deep state for a long time. Trump and Pompeo are trying to work with Iran and their leaders to get them out from under the influence of the deep state. We'll see how that goes. Keep those guys in prayer. The Iranian people want freedom. They're tired of this oppressive regime. Tarmac tape. I'm waiting. I would love to see the tarmac tape dropped. That would be awesome. Well, the Brits are going to be waking up too, because a lot of the documents that involve Spygate are going to implicate people in the British government and British intelligence, MI6, GCHQ. So the Brits are going to have a very difficult time. The Brits and the Australians have been pressuring Trump severely not to declassify that information, because it is going to cast them in a negative light. And the truth is going to come out about their corruption. So the Brits and the Aussies are going to be waking up to see their own government corruption in all of this. They interfered in a U.S. presidential election. Tried to make sure Trump wouldn't be elected.
Ken White says, I was given a vision on Iran. What is an Iranian dish made with chicken? Says they eat.
Ken White was given a vision of Iran. What is an Iranian dish made with chicken? That's interesting. Hey, Ken, why don't you send me a DM about that? Oh, by the way, Ken White, the Southside Unicorn, He did a another podcast last night. I saw it late after I got done watching Laura Ingraham. I was too tired, and we crashed. But Ken, I will listen to your broadcast this morning, your podcast, and I'll put it out on Twitter. Ken does some really good broadcasts. For those of you who are not familiar with Ken, he does a podcast called the Southside Unicorn. It's on Spreaker, and it's just good stuff. We like it. He's a very good, articulate, thoughtful broadcaster. But I'll post his podcast, last night's podcast, out on Twitter. Ken White 4444. You guys should follow him on Twitter. Check out his podcast. He is Ken is former retired Air Force, former law enforcement, and has some very good insights. He's a Christian. He is a conservative, Trump supporter. I really enjoy listening to him. He puts my mind at ease, and he makes me laugh, and he's just an all-around good guy. Okay, on that note, I'm going to let you go. Got to get bouncing. Got stuff to do. Got books to write. Love you all. Take care. I will catch you on the next broadcast.